This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes, ladies and gents. If you didn't know, happening on the 26th of September, which is next Thursday, at Connection at Nexus in Bangsa South, we have an event happening. It is the Enterprise Breakaway 2019. It's called Building Business in New Frontiers, focusing on how you can make the most of digitalization to grow your business and identify the business opportunities in the digital economy. All business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs should come along, and anyone who's keen on learning how they can grow their business in the digital economy or leverage on new tech advancement to accelerate growth. Get more info over at bfm.my/breakaway. We're talking, of course, about the four-day work week and whether or not it made you more or less productive. We've asked for feedback. We've got tweets. We've got Instagrams. We've got WhatsApp messages from Auds.
Yeah, so this is from Kesh, who says, I know a firm which practices 4.5-day week. Only selfish employers want more work days. And yes, employees who want more work may not be telling the truth.
Go on then, Arvin.
Yeah, so Chu came back with, you're welcome, comrade, and the general Malaysian public just doesn't have the income level to sustain a four-day work week. We are a generation behind Western countries. More rest days will make the working parent obliged to bring family out and eat out, spending needlessly and raking up debt, which is true. We have, you know, shopping mall culture and stuff. And then we also have a reply from Eugene, who says, I used to work in the hospitality industry, and I realized that in Malaysia, employees of this industry are rarely healthy or happy. In Australia, the hospitality agents work 5 to 6 days a week, but short hours, 5 to 6 hours a day. Most of them resort to major shift rotations for large establishments. 4 days work, 5 shifts, their staff are happier and more willing to work.
I was going to say that could explain a lot why they seem a lot happier than, you know, people tend to be who work in retail here. Mm-hmm. You know, it explains a lot, you know, when people are working 6-7 days a week, 6-7 days a week,
yeah,
and they're working long, long hours, they don't want to be as helpful as perhaps they could be. Mm-hmm. They just want to get out of there.
You get people grumpy.
Yeah, people get grumpy. Right. We should probably talk about superheroes.
Yeah.
Or policemen, whichever you want to talk about.
Okay. They don't seem to tell you, but then in this story, I think they kind of do. So cops in the US are apparently testing out a new weapon that could bring out the spidey in them. The weapon is called the Bola Wrap. It's a little bit larger than your cell phone, and it's designed to fit easily into a police belt. So what it does is it basically shoots out a synthetic fiber tether that's made out of Kevlar. At about 200 meters per second, and so you won't see it. And it's about as close to Spider-Man's web-slinging powers as a person can get. Why are they resorting to these Spidey-style weapons to apprehend suspects? Well, apparently, there have been more than 1,000 U.S. deaths following the use of police tasers, with 49 people killed last year alone. And in some of these cases, the taser was used in tandem with pepper spray or physical strikes. So it's still unclear what caused a person's death. But what this shows is that the system is far from perfect. And that's why Rap Industries thinks that there's room for better and a safer weapon. So Rap Industries, they're the guys who created this non-lethal alternative to tasers. And the main guy, Tom Smith, the president of the company, was apparently also the guy who founded Taser International and made the taser with his brother before leaving the company to join Rap Technologies. And he said he saw the success of the taser as proof that there was an appetite for more non-lethal tools in policing. Mm. So the idea is that if a person is running away or not complying with an order from a police officer, this device could bring them down without serious bodily harm. So unlike a taser, which produces that blast of electricity to send the suspect into pain,
shock,
and then which can be quickly recovered from, this tough Kevlar wrap that is shot out of the Bola wrap will hold them in place for as long as is needed. So maybe I'm not really describing what it does, but it looks like a flat torchlight. You know, I mean, if I could put it that way, it looks like a flat torchlight. And what it does is it shoots out this piece of a string cord that's made out of Kevlar, 8 meters long, with like weights on each end. And what that does is it just wraps around an assailant's feet or hip. And I watch several YouTube videos on this, and because it's really
just
it's really
to really
cool.
understand
yes,
how it
yes,
works.
You know, yeah. I do my research on my stories,
yeah.
And they said specifically that you're not supposed to aim above the waist. You know,
okay.
So yeah, chest up is absolute no-no, but it's the cord is basically supposed to wrap around you. Now, while most reports say that this is very Spider-Man-esque, I beg to differ. This device is more Batman than it is Spidey.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me explain why. Now, if you look at the Bola wrap on YouTube, like I did, it shoots,
many times.
Yeah, it shoots out the Kevlar cord, right? That wraps around the assailant's legs or hips. It's no longer connected to the device after exit. So, if you watch Spidey, I mean, like, the web is usually connected to him, right? Then he, like, tugs people closer. But this is a weapon that Batman has been using for years.
Yeah.
You know, like, from, like, the 60s Batman in tights kind of.
Like Adam West Batman kind of gadgets.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So for me, unless it's used like a lasso, then that's Spidey. But if it just entangles the suspects like the Bola wrap currently does, I'm sorry, but, you know, this is Batman.
All the way.
Yeah.
So I you know what's weird? I thought that this was a real thing for as long as I can remember. I thought that there was such a gadget in the world, and that is why, like, because I'm so used to seeing Batman use it, and it looks so practical that I thought someone invented it somewhere. There must be some reason why the police don't use it. There was actually a time when I thought I didn't know why police use the taser when they could use weapons that Batman used because of how realistic it looked. And I don't know why it's taken them so long to invent something with weights in the end when they've been watching these. Like, it's been in sci-fi, it's been in superhero movies forever. Mm. Like, any superhero that doesn't have a power uses this to catch the criminals. And it looks like something that you could build in an actual lab.
No, but this is not even before superhero movies. This is used by the cowboys to kind of capture cattle, right?
The
string would go around the cattle's legs, and then, you know, render them like immobile,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that's been done for so long.
James Bond?
It's
been in James Bond movies.
Yeah, so it's cool.
It's very cool. I like the idea of it being non-lethal. Let's be honest, you know.
Yeah.
If it's aimed below
correctly,
the neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Below the chest, yes.
Below the chest.
It costs about $800, and the replacement cartridges cost about $30. So I was just wondering, you know, once it shoots out that cord, you know, then what, do you have to, like, thread it back into the...
Can you reel it back in again?
You can't, right? Because it just completely detaches itself. But basically, it comes with cartridges, and reloading just takes a matter of seconds, apparently.
Yeah, so this way, I think they don't even have to chase the person. And they don't have to be in such close proximity to the criminal to endanger themselves. So going back to the US, the reason why the police say they always pull out their firearms is because they're in such close proximity and they need to shoot before the criminal, the supposed criminal shoots them.
Mm.
This way, if you can fire at someone that's maybe like, you know, a few hundred meters away, or maybe even like 20, 30, 40 meters away, then you don't have to be so close, making them feel safe and, you know, not being lethal towards the criminal as well.
Yeah, also, right, I just have to say, this gadget is really cool because it also has like laser pointers to help
to
with accuracy, right? So you know that you are not like targeting above the chest or, yeah. So
again, Batman.
Yeah, oh,
Batman.
Are we going to wrap up? We're going to have to wrap up because we're running out of time. But do you want to hear
a pun?
No, not yet. Do you want to hear a Spider-Man joke?
Sure.
If Wonder Woman and Spider-Man were to open up a company, what would it be called? It's Friday, you know. Amazon Web Services.
Oh, God.
Right, time for us to wrap up. Okay, we have started off with that story, of course. It was all about whether or not the 4-day work week made you more or less productive. The final tally was 76 to 24% of you saying, yes, it had made you more productive.
Mm.
We then moved on to...
Then we spoke about how the Storm Area 51 movement or something is a marketer's goldmine.
And finally, that story about how there's a new taser alternative called the Bola Wrap that will help police in the US pretend to be Batman.
Very quickly, if you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast from wherever you get it from. And coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Many people have made a case for Asia overtaking the West. If the 19th century belonged to Europe and the 20th century to the US, then the 21st century now belongs to Asia. In his book, The Future is Asian, global strategist Dr. Parag Khanna asserts Westerners must be placed, even briefly, in the uncomfortable position of imagining what it's like when about 5 billion Asians don't care what they think and they have to prove their relevance to Asians rather than the reverse. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. Have yourselves a lovely normal weekend. Unfortunately, we are back at work on Monday. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj, Arvind Yuvaraj, and of course our producer, Christian Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.